Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about living in awe of Christ, having that Christmas awe all year long, every day. And today we're going to look specifically at the awe of wonder. And a very similar application or practical application between awe and wonder but we'll look at what we do with what we know, what we do with what we learn, what we do with what we experience, what we do with the truth of God's word. Luke 2:19 says, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." All these things are generally referring to the visit by the shepherds and the message, the news of the angelic announcement to the shepherds. I'm sure it included the events of the birth. And every little thing that was happening around her. It was an incredibly normal moment, but an incredibly not so normal moment. And as she heard the things that the shepherds told her, things that they were simply repeating because they had been told by the angel what to expect and where to go and how to find Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And rather than simply hearing the news and thinking, "Well, that's nice," Mary treasured all of these things and pondered them in her heart. When I hear that, when I read that, I think of the psalmist talking about hiding our God's word in our heart so that we would not sin against him. It's when we live with that awe of wonder where the truth of God fills us to such an extent that we treasure the content of God's word. We treasure the content of his spirit. We treasure the content of his presence with us. And it's not simply something that we squirrel away for a rainy day. It's not simply something that we treasure in the sense that we guard and protect it, but never use it. We treasure it in the sense that we value it enough to ponder it, to meditate on it day and night, to allow it to soak through our very being, to change who we are. There are times where things happen in our life that we find fairly amazing. And how many times when those happen do we sit back later and relive it, ponder it, take a second look to recall all of the details that we can? We value the experience and we don't want to forget it. And so the wonder of the day, of the night, of whatever event it was, stays with us. And when we think about our encounter with God and with His Word, rather than allowing it to be status quo, to be commonplace, to essentially go in one ear and out the other, we need to turn to God and give deliberate thought to the truth of His Word. And when we consider what that looks like, giving deliberate thought to the truth of His Word ought to lead us to treasure it more and more each day. I think the more that we deliberately think upon God's Word, we deliberately consider not only what it says, but what it means in how we live, we value the influence of God. When we live life, even our encounters with others, just as this encounter that Mary had with the shepherds, the Bible talks about times where we entertain angels unaware. But there are times God brings people into our life for their benefit. There's times He brings people into a life for our benefit. I think most of the time He brings people into our life for a mutual benefit. But do we consider what God's trying to do through the relationships that we grow? When we encounter a person for the first time, do we spend any time thinking about how might God want to use this? How can God be glorified? How can I share the good news of Jesus? How can I encourage and lift up? And when we spend time pondering the Word of God, we discover that His design is that it impacts every part of our life. And we live with that kind of wonder as we begin to treasure what God says. Probably a good way to determine how much you value, how much you treasure God's Word, is to do an honest evaluation of how much you live by it. You see, we can say we believe in God's Word. We can say that we value it. But if we dismiss it as irrelevant, if we dismiss it as not important, if we claim that it doesn't apply today, I don't think we're really pondering and treasuring up in our heart the things of God. And we live in a time where it's so easy to forget that God's desire is that we live pure and holy lives, peaceful and holy lives. And we struggle with all aspects of that. We struggle with the wonder required to live a holy life. We struggle with the wonder required to live a peaceful life. And sometimes we think that living a peaceful life means I have to agree with everything. I have to accept sin. I have to accept the beliefs and practices of others, and that's not peaceful. In fact, it leads to great destruction. But the other side is, when we begin to think of a holy life, we become very unpeaceful because, well, we forget love. And when we spend time with this awe of wonder, we recognize that both peaceful and holy are elements that God calls us to that only He can fulfill in our life. We can't accomplish either of those fully on our own. And so we ponder God's word, we meditate upon it day and night. We treasure it in the way we live and the way we interact with others. And we share Jesus. As we go through this Christmas season, the question I have today is, what does the story of Jesus mean to you? How valuable is it? Is it something that you ponder? That you treasure up in your heart? It's my prayer that by doing so, we would represent Jesus well everywhere that we go. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've given us your word. You've given us the presence of your spirit within us. You filled your word with such incredible good news. Good news which ought to fill us with this incredible awe, this wonder, that ought to lead us to a continually pondering and considering what not only what it says, but how we live it. Father, a good news that we should treasure and value and use. Father, today as we live life, may we learn from your word that we not only hide it in our heart, but we put it into practice. And that our time spent considering your word and valuing your word, it transforms how we live life. Father, may we see more clearly every day how to be good messengers of your truth, of how to share Jesus that's full and accurate. Of how to love, of how to be loved. Of how to repent, of how to be transformed. Father, may we continually live in awe of your word, of your love, of your presence, of your guidance. And God, today as we live and we spend time pondering your word, as we spend time treasuring your word, may all of it lead us to representing Jesus well. May every opportunity that we have today be one that we willingly lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.